The Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has lost hope in the Senate that is going to hear his impeachment, because while speaking at a place called Hembu in the central part of Kenya, the Deputy President said that he has a lot of hope that the judges who will be hearing the several cases he has taken to court will be fair as possible. Remember that there are up to 10 cases challenging the impeachment of the Deputy President. The cases have been consolidated into one, and they have been referred to the President of the Judiciary, or the Supreme Court of Kenya, Chief Justice Martha Koome.
There were reports in the local media that the Deputy President and President William Ruto were to meet at a church service or somewhere on Sunday. Did that take place?
President William Ruto was to attend the same church function in Kenya's central region, a place called Hembu. They were to share a platform together, but the president decided to change his plans. He decided to remain in Nairobi. President William Ruto steered clear of the impeachment proceedings, but asked Kenyans to pray for his government.
Did President Ruto explain why he did not meet the Deputy President?
Yeah, he managed to allude to that, although he was not directly addressing the same, but the reasons he gave in the church service on Sunday at a place called Milimani, Nairobi, would allude to the reason why he didn't share the same podium with this deputy. He said that that particular church was having a celebration to mark several years of its existence, so he could not miss that particular reason. But politically speaking, I can say that the president was avoiding central part of Kenya because there is currently a very big backlash. Politicians from central Kenya who supported the impeachment of Gachagua are facing backlash, and they are being heckled, or they are being booed by Kenyans coming from that particular region who are angered by their decision to have the deputy president impeached. We've seen up to 4 senior politicians from the region being chased away from addressing crowds.